Welcome, one and all, to the fourth Jackback. This is the shot in which we read out your letters and talk about the show and talk about the community and feedback and all that good stuff. So why don't we get right into it and talk about Og Camp, which is an event that's taking place in the UK. It's going to be taking place in Liverpool on the 1st and the 2nd of May. And we just wanted to give a bit of a shout out because our friends at the Linux Outlaws are going to be organising it, and our friends from the Ubuntu UK podcast as well. And it happened for the first time last year, and it was really good. So if you're in England, if you're anywhere near Liverpool, go there on the 1st and 2nd of May. Hopefully you won't get your hubcap stolen, but you know, it's a good place to go.
We got an email from a chap called Mark who says, how about letting people record or upload audio comments in response to each shot so they'd be embedded in the page alongside the shot and other comments? Now, I'm not 100% sure how I feel about that, but what I can tell you is it's now on the huge list of stuff I need to do to the Shot of Jack website.
Yep.
So hopefully keep your eye out and it'll happen at some point, but the list, I should warn you, is pretty long.
And it's near the bottom. Jason Cook says, I suggest that for advertising, you create a Shot of Jack button that webmasters like me could put on their websites. Another cool feature could be added to it is a point system that keeps track of the amount of people, the different people that click on links and stuff like that. Yeah, absolutely. This is something we'd love to see. So if folks in the Shot of Jack community would like to send us some buttons that look cool, we'll put them on the website. It's been something I've been meaning to get around to do for a little while. In terms of referrals, that's an interesting idea. I think we'll put that in the big list.
Yes, that goes on the big list, and it ties into some other things on the big list that happen. But first of all, we need the buttons, and neither of us are any good at art. So if yes, you have the buttons, send them over to us. Dan Fish sends us an email saying, as a medical doctor, I'm seeing high degrees of burnout and stress in my patients regarding the need to be always contactable, after we talked about burnout and stress and managing your life online in previous shot. He says, there's a real need for this data about burnout and stress to be quantized and researched. How about we set up some kind of structured and completely anonymized project to try and collect data, completely voluntary data, from the Shot of Jack crowd? A sort of how stressed are you, how balanced are you questionnaire.
Good idea. Go ahead, man. I mean, I think that's the key thing, is that it sounds like a great idea. And if you set up a project that does that, we'd be happy to mention it. So
certainly. I mean, what you might want to do is gather some support by putting up a Shot of Jack Scratchpad page about it. And then
yes,
we'll happily mention the page, and hopefully people will chip in, drum up some support on the IRC channel.
Indeed. If you want to do that, just go to shotofjack.org/scratchpad. So moving on, we have a message from an anonymous person, because the name is not on our wiki page, saying, what happened to 7/5? I checked the website. It was last updated in 2008, back when I last noticed it updated. So I assume that John has moved to San Francisco, interrupted the project, wanted to check in and see whether it's actually building some underground steam or anything like that. So in a nutshell, the site's not really been updated, mainly because when I started the project, I just got my book deal. So I worked in the book for 6 months. That took me away from 7/5. And then I've started writing the new album, and I've been actually streaming some of the recording live in Ustream. So if you do a search for 7/5 live in the studio, you'll be able to find out more information there. And then the website's going to be updated fairly soon.
Okay. So, and thanks very much to James Harrison for that question. Yes, I did forget to write your name down.
There
James,
we go.
Yes, James Harrison, thank you very much. David Hunter sends an email saying, I pointed to the Og feed using Bashpod and I didn't get the first few episodes. If the feed should point to all episodes, then someone probably has to take a look. If the feed only references the latest X shows, then it's working correctly. And I can tell you, it's working correctly. The feed does not list every single show that's ever come out. It only references the last, I think it's 10. So if you want to get shows which are older than the feed, then go listen to them on the website. What we don't want to do is add every single shot we've ever done, because there are two every week. You know, there'll be millions. So it only tracks the last few.
Yeah, absolutely. Zakiro on Twitter says, is Canonical becoming the new Microsoft? Is this something you want to discuss in a shot? So we had a bit of a chat about this today, and we've basically come to the conclusion. There was an article published about, is Canonical being kind of treated in the same way as Microsoft, essentially. Now, as many of you will know, Ak and I both work at Canonical. So there is basically no way on earth, even if we think we're objective and we do an objective shot, and I do believe we're objective, and we'd release a shot and it'd be objective and frank, I don't believe for a second people would believe that it's objective. So there's basically no point in doing it. So we've basically come around to the conclusion of, right now we have no plans in doing a shot on that topic. However, if there's a groundswell of of interest. If there's a number of people who really want to hear a shot on that, then let us know and we'll reconsider.
Okay, got an email from a chap called Matt who says, I've developed a few apps for the Android platform and I spent a lot of time working on the graphics, but there are a lot of alternatives in my apps without any graphics at all, or rather poor graphics. So I thought about taking other open source projects, spend my time solely on the graphics side of projects and release essentially skinned apps. But do you think this could be applied to standard open source applications? More work, I know, but possibly worthwhile. And perhaps encourage take-up in open source software among users new to open source. This obviously relies on the idea that people want more aesthetically pleasing programs. Now, Matt, I don't believe we can encourage you enough to take your graphic skills and use them on open source software. Please do it.
Please, seriously, you have no idea how important it is that you do this. Like, whatever commitments you have in your life, whether you've got a family or a job, anything like that, fuck that, right? Seriously, spend time working on this. This is the most important thing you will ever do. It should be written on your gravestone. That's how important it is for you to do this. So, yes, as you can see, we're broadly in support of the motion.
We are broadly in support of the idea of there being some people who understand graphics and visual design and visual impact working on open source software. And every single open source project out there is crying out for visual designers. So if you can do this, it will be a massive service to your community. Do it, man.
Do it. Do it, Matt. Do it. Be proud. Be proud. Dmitry Garuniov sends us an email asking about the OGG feed, saying why it doesn't have a shot of Jack icon while the MP3 feed does have the icon. So he says, is this easy to fix? Well, Mr. Langridge?
It was immensely easy to fix because I'd basically forgotten to put the icon in. So thank you very much, Dmitry. I hadn't noticed that, and cheers for the tip-off. It's now there, and hopefully you'll find it fine.
There we go. So let's move on to the comments from Twitter and Identica. We've been getting a little bit of shit about Identica because we've been referring to it as like the hunchback step cousin or whatever it was referred to. We do actually like Identica.
Which came from an email, we ought to point out. That wasn't our characterization of the
thing. We have nothing to do with it. We just, you know, we just basically repeated it to thousands of people. But, we're completely innocent.
Because we thought it was hilarious.
So there were some Twitter comments about how the shot of Jack audio playback is now working in Safari. And big thanks to Schwuck and his ridiculous haircut for that. So thanks a lot, Schwuck.
Yeah, now that was Ridders. He pinged me and said that it doesn't work in Safari. And then he basically did the research to find out why and told me how to fix it, which was very nice of him. And he's actually got a write-up on his website about how Chrome requires you to be incompliant and Safari requires you to be compliant. And because I don't have Safari because they haven't bothered to release a port for Linux yet, it's difficult for me to test stuff in Safari. So thank you very much to Schwuck for that.
Also on that front, I was bullying Schwuck into making us an iPhone app for Shot of Jack as well. So please, his username on Twitter is Schwuck. That's S-C-H-W-U-K. It's at Schwuck. Please go and tell him that you want an iPhone app for Shot of Jack.
Wow, this is Feel the Shot of Jack gratitude.
There we go. Pull your finger out, boy.
One chap comes back to us talking about the Skype show, WJ Huey on Twitter. He commenting on the Skype show and saying, we forgot to mention Google Video Chat, google.com/chat/video. And I don't think we forgot to mention it. I think it doesn't work for us, right?
Yeah, doesn't work. Yeah, simple as that. So Skype does work.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't think video chat's even at all supported on Linux. It's not just it doesn't work for us. It's just not even there to play with.
Yeah. Bob the Cowboy sends us a tweet saying, when can we see something like Lug Radio Live USA again? The answer to that will be never. We enjoyed Lug Radio Live USA, but it was stressful because it was so much work. So we've decided that we have enough shit to do during the days. Yeah. So maybe Shot of Jack Live one day, I don't know.
Yeah, I could say. If you're looking for Shot of Jack Live USA, then not at the moment, but you know, you never know your luck.
Yep.
Fab from the Linux Outlaws. When we talked about Red Hat, he says, you made it sound like RHEL has proprietary bits that Red Hat is selling, and then points out they're only selling support. And that's a valuable point. Thank you.
All right, big barrel of whatever there then. Cornomal says, Google Wave is going to die forever and ever and ever. Okay. Thanks for that. Normal.
You know, I mean, that. He seemed, we've had quite a lot of conversation about the Google Wave shot we did a little while ago. And some of the conversation has been very much in favour of Wave and what it's doing. Some of it's been a bit against. But I was quite impressed with Core Nominal's distinct disapproval of Google Wave in that tweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Chap called Alpaca Herder, who emailed us a long time ago about the Library News podcast that he does. He says, at this point, it seems Shot of Jack influences his writing about community, and he links to the latest version of his Library podcast. And that seems really interesting. You know, you're influencing people's writing about community, Mr. Bacon. How do you feel about it?
I feel very good about that. So, yeah, I really hope that Shot of Jack, you know, the work that we're doing is helping people to think about communities and building them. So thank you, Alpaca Herd. I wonder if that person actually herds alpacas.
I doubt it, to be honest.
People have a bit of an alpaca fetish in the US, though, so it's very possible.
What is an alpaca?
It's some kind of like, it's like a fucked up llama, isn't it? Something like that.
Okay.
You're typing it into Google Images search, aren't you?
No, carry on.
More on alpacas in a bit. Spucklo, I think I have an idea to make a Shot of Jack even more popular. Drinking game. Listener drinks a shot every time John O'Bacon says community. Well, fuck you.
I have to say, much as I approve of the idea of sticking the boot into Bacon about using the word community, I think the idea of a Shot of Jack drinking game is a totally, totally wonderful idea.
It's a brilliant idea.
Someone ought to go and set up a scratchpad page and then have people take suggestions and then put it together into a proper game. And then at some point we'll get 1,000 people in one place and a load of beer and we'll all play.
That would be a lot of fun. It has to be said. That would be a lot of fun. Don't we actually have a scratch pad page which someone set, with someone setting up a drinking game?
I don't think so, do we? Next one and I'll check.
All right. So, no, we don't actually. So, yeah, great idea. Drinking game. We like the sound of that. AK Grainer, Amber Grainer, says that Shot of Jack has got fans in Spartanburg, South Carolina. We set up a scratch pad page called Around the World, in which we're asking for those of you who listen to the show can go and take a picture of yourself with holding the Shot of Jack logo. Amber went so far as to go into a local Hooters with a sign that she made that says that they love Shot of Jack. So there's all of these Hooters girls holding the sign. Ak and I were very impressed with that, Amber. So thanks for that.
We were indeed. And if there are others of you want to go and make a sign about Shot of Jack and have other people hold it in other places around the world, we're all in favour of this. Go for it. Make it happen.
Make it so. I can also have confirmation that, yes, an alpaca looks like a fucked up llama. So so there we go. All right, so thanks, everybody, for your wonderful feedback, emails, Twitter messages, and Identica messages and everything else. So keep them coming in. Of course, the place in which you should send them to is all documented on shotofjack.org/discuss. But before we finish up, just a couple of things to mention. So first of all, we've now got merch. Some people were asking if they could get a t-shirt with a Shot of Jack logo on there. So we've produced some t-shirts and some mugs and some stickers and stuff like that. So if you go to shotofjack.org, you'll see there's a nice button in the sidebar. You can click on that and go to a cafe press store. And we make like a dollar on each thing. So if you go and buy something, it's a great way of supporting the show.
Also, you get a very cool t-shirt or possibly a cool mug or a cool sticker or a cool baseball cap.
Yeah, we've had some folks who have been buying the merch as well, and we've set up a page where people can go and on the scratchpad where you can go and add a picture of them as well. So thanks to Julie for going and putting a picture on there. Pete Grain has also bought a t-shirt. He's going to be uploading a picture as well. So that's pretty cool. So that leads us onto the scratchpad, of course, and the scratchpad is where you can go and you can create pages with integrated discussion on Twitter. So this is a great way of, if you've got great ideas that are related to the show, you can go and create a scratchpad page. So for example, we're talking about the drinking game. That's a great idea. That would be a lot of fun to do. So please, if you have ideas for what you can do with the show, for interesting ways to publicize the idea of the show and interesting and fun projects for the community to work on, then go and create a scratchpad page.
Yeah, and remember that not only only can you comment directly on the Scratchpad pages with Twitter, but if you use Twitter Identico and post something with the hashtag Shot of Jack, then it'll appear on the side of the Shot of Jack website, which means everyone will see it while they're listening to the show, while they're leaving comments. And that's a great way to whip up interest in your idea that you've built a Scratchpad page about.
Indeed. And we have some exciting news that we're going to just tease you with. So we've been talking for a while now about how we can... The whole idea of this project is to basically build conversation. So like, as we say in every single shot, you know, we're the start of the conversation and then the conversation continues on the website. So we've been talking about ways in which we can build a sense of reward for how people talk to each other. So we've laid down some plans to build the Shot of Jack karma system. And this is a fairly elaborate plan. And we're going to be doing a... We're going to probably talk about this in a dedicated shot at some point in the future to outline what's going to be involved. So this is something we're interested in picking up on in the next 6 months or so, you know, timescales permitting. So expect more news on the Shot of Jack karma system fairly soon.
Okay, and we'll talk to you on the next Shot of Jack.